Ladies and gentlemen, he is certainly one of the best political humorists and satirists in the world. And he joins us here on this commencement weekend at the University of Illinois, where Bill is an alum. Ladies and gentlemen from Chicago, Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM Cardinals listeners. Harry Carey for
Yeah.
I like that.
I hope you're all avoiding black cats and being careful not to walk under any ladders today.
That's right. Today is Friday the 13th,
oh, yeah.
And you didn't even remember that.
Friday the 13th, yes, it is. And incidentally, according to the latest version of the Osama bin Laden raid, which was issued by the White House just this morning, and I think that's version number 128, Mr. bin Laden apparently walked under a ladder and had two black cats run in front of him on the very night he was killed.
Wow.
So maybe there's something to those old superstitions, although also heard he had actually several SEALs running in front of him the night he was killed.
That's true.
Seriously, you know, less than 2 weeks after Osama's demise, President Obama, and I have to be careful to get those
names straight,
President Obama has been starting to catch some flack over the way his White House handled the reporting of the raid and the various versions of it that have been issued from day to day and hour to hour. Of course, there's always been Monday morning quarterbacks, and second-guessing goes with the turf in politics. In any case, I understand you have some special guests standing by to talk about the president's performance in all of this, as well as what it might mean to his legacy and to his reelection bid.
Yes, we do, Bill. In fact, we have three former presidents with us this morning, plus former Vice President Al Gore, and our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain and Congressman Barney Frank. Now, before we turn to our guests here this morning, let me read a few comments from the Washington insiders about President Obama's decision to take out Osama bin Laden. Just after the raid, Tom Donilon, the White House National Security Advisor, said he made one of the gutsiest calls of any president in recent history. His deputy, Dennis McDonough, added, "It's important to keep in mind the brilliance of this operation as a result of the gutsy decision the president made." CIA Director Leon Panetta told the press, "In the end, the president made a very gutsy decision." Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said, "It was a very gutsy decision by the president, made by the president." And now let's turn to former President Bill Clinton for his reaction. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie, and a very, very happy good morning to you too, Diane.
Good morning.
Mr. President, before we talk about President Obama, I want to ask you about an incident earlier this week in which a New York-based Jewish newspaper published a now famous photograph taken in the White House Situation Room.
Yeah.
It showed the scene as the bin Laden raid was unfolding. Now, I'm sure you know the picture. It's the one with your wife, Mrs. Clinton, holding her hand over her mouth.
Yeah. She picked a bad time to yawn. Of course, the Secretary of State, it is Hillary who has to answer all of those 3 a.m. crisis calls at the White House.
Yes, sir.
So she was a little tired when they took that picture, but rest assured, Stevie, she was on top of the situation as always.
Well, as you might have heard, the newspaper in question airbrushed Mrs. Clinton out of the picture because they thought she appeared too seductive or some such reason. Any comment on that?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. But frankly, we didn't think anything of that. But in fact, I might add that same newspaper had previously endorsed Hillary for senator and president. But apparently they removed her picture in this particular instance for some sort of religious reasons.
And that's,
I understand that. There's no problem. In any case, Hillary was pleased to learn that some people think of her as seductive. And, you know, if more people had thought of her that way 3 years ago, she might have been president today.
Well, sir, on a more serious note, how would you describe Mr. Obama's decision to take out Osama bin Laden?
Well, Stevie, I know what it's like to be there in the Oval Office making important decisions. I know a president always has that thought hanging in the back of his head, what if something goes wrong? So as I think about President Obama's decision, there's just one word that comes to my mind. Gutsy. Of course, as President Obama was mulling the decision over in his mind, he was getting some very strong advice from Hillary.
Really? Well, what was she telling him?
Do it, 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 do it. And believe me, when Hillary gets in that mood, it's best just to do it, whatever it happens to be.
Oh, boy. Thank you, President
Clinton. All right.
Now we turn to former President Jimmy Carter. Good morning, sir.
Howdy, Stevie.
Mr. President, what was your reaction to President Obama's decision to go after Osama bin Laden?
Stevie, as you might recall, I faced a very similar decision myself when I was president. And I'm sure President Obama was aware of that decision and how that mission turned out when he made his decision. Things don't always go as planned. And like the situation I faced, this too was a risky mission. But the president took the risk, and justice was done. So, in a word, I think President Obama's decision was gutsy.
Thank you for your perspective, President Carter. And now we turn to former Vice President Al Gore in Tennessee. First of all, Mr. Vice President, were you affected by the flooding from the mighty Mississippi River? I know it overflowed its banks in Tennessee this week.
Yeah, well, fortunately, Stevie, first of all, hello.
Yes, hello, sir.
I was not affected by the flooding, but as you know, the Mississippi has reached record flood levels this year, causing massive destruction all up and down the Mississippi River Valley. And I think you and your listeners know the reason why.
Let me guess, sir. Global warming?
You guessed it. Wow. Well, yes, whether it's record floods or record blizzards, record droughts, record cold blasts, or record heat waves, they're all caused by global warming. And if you don't believe me, just buy my books and my movie, and you can find out all about it in them.
Sir, turning to the issue of the day, how would you describe President Obama's decision to terminate Osama bin Laden?
Stevie, there's just one word for it.
Let me guess. Gutsy?
You guessed it. How did he know?
Thank you, former Vice President Al Gore. And now we turn to our regular point counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts. Gentlemen, as you know, we've been talking about President Obama's decision to bring Osama bin Laden to room temperature. Congressman Frank, I might note that your colleague from Massachusetts, Senator John Kerry.
You mean the guy who works my common monster?
If I may finish my comment, sir. Senator Kerry described the president's decision as, quote, a gutsy decision. Is that how you would describe the president's decision, sir?
Yes, I would, Stevie. Positively, absolutely gutsy. It's the kind of leadership we've come to expect from this president. That's why we need to re-elect Barack Obama next year, so he'll have four more years to keep demonstrating his gutsy leadership.
Senator McCain, would you describe the president's leadership as gutsy?
No, I wouldn't, Stevie, my friend. You see, as a Republican, I don't receive copies of the Democratic talking points. And the word gutsy wasn't the first word that popped into my head when I thought about the president's decision to eradicate Osama bin Laden.
Well, what word would you use to describe the president's decision, Senator McCain?
Well, Stevie, I'd say it was the right decision. The same decision I would have made had I been president. Of course, I might have made the decision a little quicker. That's because I wouldn't have needed Hillary Clinton standing next to me shouting, do it, 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 do it. That's because I would have had Sarah Palin standing next to me shouting, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Gentlemen, what did you think of the president's decision not to release the photos of bin Laden, not to spike the ball, as Mr. Obama put it?
Stevie, I think it was absolutely, positively the correct thing to do. Another gutsy decision on the part of the president. Frankly, I have no desire to look at gruesome photographs of grisly scenes.
Senator McCain?
Well, Stevie, my friend, I actually agreed with the president on that decision. I thought the release of those photos would have infuriated the fanatics and endangered our troops. So President Obama made the right call on that decision, too. As for spiking the ball, I think it would have been nice if President Obama had said a little less about himself and a little more about the brave men from the Navy SEALs who actually got the job done. They were the ones with the guts, my friends, and that's my comment.
Okay. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it right there since I've just had word that, is it President Obama? Yes, President Obama has now joined us. He is on the line, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, President Obama. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie.
Sir, this is our first...
Want to hear some poetry?
No, that was Wednesday night, sir.
All right.
You had comment at the White House.
Yeah.
Sir, this is our first opportunity to talk with you since the Bin Laden raid.
Stevie, I would have talked with you sooner, but as you know, I've been very busy this past week, not only with Common, but hitting the campaign trail.
First, sir, let me congratulate you on your gutsy decision.
Thank you. It was gutsy, wasn't it? Don't you think?
Well, that's what some people are saying, mostly Democrats. But this week, the Republicans have started to criticize you for spiking the ball.
Stevie, I did not spike the ball. There were no photographs released of Bin Laden.
Yes, that's true, but some Republicans have described your campaign stops this week as a victory tour. Any comment?
Stevie, there's just one word to describe my Republican critics. Gutless.
Sir, there's one question I'd like to ask you as a follow-up to your comments on 60 Minutes about the chances of success for the Bin Laden raid being 55-45.
Mm.
What would you have said had the raid failed?
Probably four words.
Okay.
It was Bush's fault.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Chicago's outgoing Mayor Daley right after these gutsy messages. 93.5, 95.3, the New Connect FM, 847. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue now. Joining us is Richard M. Daley on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, a.k.a. the mayor. He'll be stepping down on Sunday as mayor of Chicago for the past 22 years. And I might add, his father, Richard J. Daley, was mayor for 22 years as well, giving Chicago 44 years of the Mayor Daley on the fifth floor at City Hall. Good morning, Your Honor.
Hi there, Stevie. How you doing?
Well, congratulations on your run as 22-year mayor of Chicago.
Well, it's something, and I'm going to be looking forward to the retirement. I'm sad to be leaving a job I love. Relieved to be getting rid of the headaches and some of the scandals. Satisfied because I'm going to be getting a really, really big pension. But I'm also proud of some of the gutsy decisions that I made as mayor. You know, like tearing up the runway at Mix Field without prior notice in the middle of
it. I was gutsy.
Yeah, it took a lot of guts and a bunch of bulldozers.
Yeah, right.
But it was all part of my effort to, you know, beautify Chicago. You know, Chicago, Stevie, is the home of the two Major League Baseball teams. And the Bulls,
Oh yeah,
and the Bears and the Blackhawks. We're the home of the fine architectural wonders. We got three of the world's tallest buildings in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Chicago is also the home of three of the world's finest airports. Correction, two of the world's finest since that gutsy decision.
Yeah, right.
And we got the fine police and the fire departments and. I ran it all. You know, I was the boss. I had it all.
Well,
and I did. I achieved just about everything I wanted to, with one exception, and that's not really my fault. President Obama blew it.
What was that?
2016 Summer Olympics.
Yeah, that's right.
We had everything all paved.
He flew over there. Yeah, he flew over there to try and get it for you, and it didn't work. Hey, you got fourth out of four.
Yeah, but you know, I had the whole city in my hands, Stevie.
Yes, sir.
I had the whole big city in my hands. Yeah. I had the whole city council in my hands. I had the boat newspapers in my hands. I had the parks and the museums in my hands. I had the whole city in my hands. I had the whole county, Cook County, in my hands. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, but now that I won't be mayor, I'm going to, you know, get out to the suburbs like Champaign and Urbana.
Yeah, right. Hey, Mayor Daley, we thank you for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Melberg, I think he's back. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Stevie. You know, Mayor Daley is kind of like Queen Elizabeth for me.
Yeah?
Well, I was born 2 days after Queen Elizabeth ascended to the throne, so I've never known any other monarch except Queen Elizabeth. And growing up in Chicago during that time, all I knew was
Daley.
Mayor Daley. So except for a brief period between Mayor Daley.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, thanks for your gutsy performance today, Bill.
Well, I thought you did an especially gutsy job.
Hey, buddy, appreciate it. You can go to our myconnectfm.com. This will be podcast. You want to hear it again. And Bill Melberg can be found at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
Lots of guts.
Yep. I am Stevie J. Hey, happy commencement. Big U of I weekend. Great to have Bill Daley in town to give the commencement. Hey, thanks for listening. Meet you Monday. Have a great weekend on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.